Hey, welcome to ET1 Go Sports. I'm Easton Durant, and this episode we'll be talking about the NBA Finals, Kevin Durant, the MLB, and the New York Yankees. The Warriors lost to the Raptors 118-109 on May 30th. The Raptors are now up 1-0 in the series. Stephen Curry had 34 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists. Klay Thompson had 21 points, 5 rebounds, and 1 assist. He went 3 of 6 from 3-point, and Curry went 4 of 9 from 3-point. One struggle that the Warriors had was that Draymond Green had 10 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists. Now, this is normally a good triple-double from Draymond, but he shot 2 of 9 from the field. 2 of 9 from the field. This is struggling for Draymond. After he came back a good series versus the Trailblazers, he had a really good series in the Western Conference Finals. He goes from that to having only 10 points, 2 of 9 from 3. But Kawhi Leonard had 23 points. Pascal Siakam, one of the best players in Game 1, had 32 points on 14 of 17 from the field, 8 rebounds, and 5 assists. Kyle Lowry is struggling again, had 7 points, 6 rebounds, and 9 assists. Danny Green had 11 points, 2 rebounds, and 1 assist. Now, Kerr is open to playing Kevin Durant after one practice. Steve Kerr said it's feasible, but again, it's a really day-to-day thing. If we had a crystal ball, we would have known a long time ago what we were dealing with. It's just an injury. There's a lot of a gray area. So literally, it's just day-to-day, and that's how the process is coming. And at this point, he's still not ready. Durant has not played or practiced since suffering the right calf injury on May 8th in Game 5 of the Western Conference Finals. Kerr and the Warriors remain optimistic that Durant will return at some point in the Finals, but they just don't know when he will be able to do more work with his teammates. Kerr continued to say, "Kevin is fine. He didn't go through our shoot around. He's with our trainer, so he's out, obviously. Another day, another step forward in his rehab process." Durant spent time with the group on the floor during the beginning of Saturday's practice, but he went to the locker room area to receive more treatment. The Warriors are not scheduled to... According to ESPN, he is supposed to come back in Game 3 or 4 in the Oakland series, when they go back to Oakland, sorry. Now, the next part that I wanted to talk about was the MLB. When I said the MLB, I wanted to talk about Gary Sanchez, one of the best players this season. Although he's hitting .264 with 18 home runs and 35 RBIs, he is doing great. He's only played 39 games. He's been doing great lately. But another question I wanted to ask for the Yankees is, what are they going to do when Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton come back? They have a good Clint Frazier in the outfield. They have Brett Gardner and Mike Toshman out in the outfield. But what will they do when they get those two back? They will probably have a 5-man outfield. They should have Frazier, Stanton, Judge. Mix in when they play AL teams, Frazier, Gardner, Judge with Stanton at DH. Now, what will they do when Didi Gregorius comes back? Because there's a real chance Yankee shortstop Didi Gregorius will rejoin the Yankees during their June 7th through 9th series in Cleveland. Boone said that Saturday, Gregorius, who has been working back from the Tommy John surgery he underwent on his right elbow last October, began a minor league rehab assignment last week. Surprisingly, despite the absence of Gregorius and a couple other players, the Yankees own the American League's second best record at 37-19. Gleyber Torres has stepped up to man shortstop in Gregorius's place, while DJ LeMahieu has handled second base awesomely, and Gio Ursula has been one of the game's most unexpected success stories thus far. But the Yankees are understandably excited for their 29-year-old Gregorius, who hit 277 with 52 home runs last play. Sorry, Like Gregorius, outfielders Aaron Judge and Stanton have been prominent one-handed Yankees in 2019. They're surprisingly closer to making comebacks. Judge has been out since April 21st to a left oblique strain and has begun taking fly balls, and Stanton's probably getting close to starting that rehab assignment, according to Boone. Judge and Stanton accounted for 65 home runs in 250 games a year ago, but their injuries have limited them to 5 home runs. All of them have been from Judge in 23 contests in 2019. While they are both arguably the Yankees' top two offensive players, the club has gotten by in the outfield with respectable performances from Brett Gardner, Clint Frazier, Cameron Maben, and Mike Toshman. And although Toshman hasn't produced good numbers so far this season, it helps that the Yankees have recently gotten back Aaron Hicks. The Yankees got Eric Hicks back on May 13th after he missed the first month and a half of the season because of lower back injuries. I wanted to go back to Gary Sanchez. Gary Sanchez has been great so far this season in limited games. He's been hurt. He's only put, like I said, 39 games that he's played in. And as Clint Frazier and the other guys have stepped up, he since coming back, he has hit .264 with 18 home runs and 35 RBIs. This is huge for a player that has only played in 39 games. I know I keep repeating myself, but it's just huge that Gary Sanchez can be out and Romine has been able to keep them afloat at catcher. I went to a game in on April 22nd, they had a really good game. It was no one. Clint Frazier was the only player that you would know in their lineup that has been on the Yankees before. Now, I'm not saying there have players that haven't been on the Yankees, but who you would know has been on the Yankees. Other players, it was Gio Urshela, Mike Toshman, other players, Romine. But thanks for listening to E21 Go Sports. As always, I'm Easton Durant. You can subscribe to us on YouTube at E21 Go Sports. Also, with Anchor, you can now send us voice messages to be played on the podcast. So do that to send us opinions about certain segments and what you want us to talk about. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at E21 Go Sports. Thank you for listening. I'm Easton Durant.